Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're back for our movie series, and we ran into something that we didn't really have any anticipation to see until later in the year, and it's called Logan Lucky. And I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we went to see Logan Lucky this afternoon. It was kind of different. And I kind of didn't even look at previews or anything. I saw slight previews, but I kind of ignored it. So I was trying to look at what would that be about. So here's a little touch of the trailer.
Jimmy, I'm just gonna say it. I gotta let you go.
You were just fired.
I was let go for liability reasons involving insurance.
The one-armed bartender.
You need to show a little respect.
Charlotte Motor Speedway. I know how they move the money.
The only guy who knows anything about blowing up real bank vaults is Joe Bang.
I am incarcerated.
Yeah, we got a plan to get you out.
I took a couple of 600s, the biggest race of the year.
We need a computer whiz.
I know everything there is to know about computers, okay? All the Twitters, I know them.
Welcome to the Coca-Cola 600. So, which is funny. So, Alicia, did you get anything from it prior to knowing that the critics were saying, hey, this is a good movie to go see?
No. I said is, hey, babe, they say it's a good movie before it even actually hit the theaters. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know what it was about or anything.
So, I was going to kind of ignore it until I found out that Steven Soderbergh was the director, and I think he wrote it as well. So if you don't know who Steven Soderbergh is, he is the guy behind the Ocean series. So if you saw 11, 12, or 13,
yeah,
that was all about Steven and the twists and turns and the characters and how he made the actors and characters in the movie really, really interesting. And he did just as good in this movie here. So you have the two main characters. You got some couple of good supporting actors on actresses as well. But the two main one was Daniel Craig and Channing Tatum, right?
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
So when you see Daniel Craig, you normally see action hero, James Bond, charisma,
mm-hmm.
all of that.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was a hillbilly.
I know, and he played that part so goddamn well.
Damn good, you know.
I really thought he was some country hick.
So if you never seen him in anything else, he would be one of them blonde
clean
hair,
cut,
backwood, hey, look, I'm an original hillbilly, and that's who the hell I am. And Channing Tatum played just as good of a redneck hillbilly, and he played it really well. You looked at most of the characters in here, and you were saying, this is just a bunch of hillbilly idiots.
Adam Driver was his brother with
I forgot about him.
With the
one arm.
With the one arm, yes, exactly.
Yeah. So he's getting a lot of good roles, too. So he's a really good character. So his name didn't pop up like the other two, but he is a known character. So, and he did really well in that, too. The dialogue and the play between each other, they were all good characters. So it was really cool.
I mean, there were actors and actresses that was in there that you was like, wow, it was such a good movie. It, like you said, it wasn't action-packed. The only thing they had that was like with action was her speeding in that damn Mustang.
But that wasn't even action.
No, it wasn't. It was just...
The action really was the getting the damn money at the Speedway. So what is the premise of the movie? Premise of the movie is two brothers and a sister, and one of the brothers has a daughter, and his ex-wife or whatever... actually,
and guess who his ex-wife was? Guess who the ex-wife? Katie Holmes.
Yeah,
coming back. I was like, yes, girl, leave that boy alone.
Yeah, so she recovered from
nicely
the crazy man.
Nicely, because this is a
Tom
great
Cruise,
movie.
If you didn't know, but she recovered from the crazy man. But again, Steven Soderbergh is a really good director. So if you see his movies, even his bad movies, the acting is really, really good on them.
Well,
even the ones that's not that good.
Well, see, when we talk about the Ocean 11 and how the flow of Ocean 11 movies are, he did the same thing with the flow on this one as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which was he showed you everything that, you know, you would see except for the back end of it, which was really nice.
So, to me, this was really good. And maybe this is why a lot of people didn't go. And, you know, it was funny because we was in the theater. And we were the only black people in the theater.
No, there was one sitting behind us.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Black man by himself. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was it.
So he probably walked in. But it was a redneck movie. So I looked around and it was a bunch of old white people, you know, and, you know, I didn't see the Trump hat. So I'm not saying that all of them are Trump supporters, but I didn't see any stickers or hats. But I think they had them. But I went to see a Steven Soderbergh movie. So to me, the guy is just a great, he has a great way of telling a story. So if you watch those Ocean 11 and it was really high class, it was in, you know, luxury hotels and these palaces type places. This was a redneck palace because it was the NASCAR Speedway. And that's what they knew. So it went to a point that, you know, Channing Tatum was a football star in the area, and his unlucky brother went to war and lost his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the big star that supposed to have been to in the NFL, his knee got blown out, and then he started working construction. So a lot of bad luck. So that's where the Logan Lucky come from.
Right.
It was really Logan Unlucky. But this was the opportunity to be lucky. So it was really interesting. And then another set of brothers was Daniel Craig and his two brothers. So
right.
Daniel Craig is the bank robber.
Right,
that
right.
He went to jail. But he had two crazy redneck brothers.
Dimwit brothers.
Dimwit.
They were dimwits.
But, so I'm going to go to the end and let you know that just because they may not talk intelligent, just because... they don't know a lot of things, don't make them stupid, because they were very smart throughout this whole heist. As they went through it, there was a lot of intelligence put into it and thought. So just because they don't speak proper English doesn't mean they're not smart. And it showed that throughout the movie, but you was thinking something's going to go wrong. These are a whole bunch of idiots. Something's going to go wrong. These people are so dim.
Right. You expect for them to make a mistake.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen.
No.
It was weird because it didn't happen. But, you know, so a lot of these things, it was just very, very interesting as they went through it. So, what did you think about his wife and his little daughter? Because you thought she was adorable and everything.
Yes, the little girl was funny as hell. She was so cute. And, you know, the relationship she had with her father was so real. You know, because she's like, you know, well, Ma, she knew how her mother was and how her mother... she was a smart young girl knowing what was really going on.
And then, you know, just like most of the little Southern Belles or the Western... she was in the pageants.
Yes, she was. She loved the pageants.
She loved the pageants. Mm-hmm. So the mom was like, she can't eat ice cream because she might get fat. And you need to spray tan the baby because
God.
She got a pageant coming up. And mm-mm. She's going to sing a Rihanna song. But the little girl was like, okay, whatever. That's what mom wants me to do. So that's what I'm into right now.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It was just so cute, you know. And they built her as a character, an in-between character of his life with his ex-wife and her new husband, mm-hmm. who's a car dealer. And
was hitting on his sister's yeah, yeah, Logan's sister. And like Logan's like, sister, like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And so it was just like really fun because it's like, what can I say? It was one of them, like, would you expect a bunch of country? Well, you know, the other show, what is it? Ozark. We get them same country hick people.
Mm hmm. Hillbillies.
And so you don't,
because this was West Virginia,
right? And so they're not stupid. They're just not educated.
Yeah, they're not educated, but that doesn't make them stupid.
Right, it doesn't make them stupid.
So I mean, and I'll go back to a show that we watched to the end, Justified.
Oh my god, and I love me some Justified.
Series was like that. So yeah, it just showed you. Yeah, we may not be educated, but we ain't stupid.
Yeah, and so he was smart, you know, because Channing played Jimmy, and he was really smart. He said, we got to do a bank robbery. And so the way he did it was, we're going to rob the racetrack. Mm-hmm. And they thought they were, like, the people he got to help him thought he was going to get stole all the money. Mm-hmm. He just took enough.
So the thing is, and it led you to the point of, what is he doing? You know, what really is he trying to get to?
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted the money because he lost his job. They had construction underneath the Charlotte Speedway. He lost his job there. His ex-wife was going to move to Lynchburg, Virginia.
Because her new husband.
Yeah, her new husband was getting another job. Dealership over there.
Right.
So they were moving, and then his brother, he was taking care of him, and his sister was working.
Well, the brother owned the bar, did they?
Or he worked. I don't know if he owned it or worked at it.
Yeah, it didn't quite explain that part, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. But he knew he needed money, and it seems as though he said the best way of doing it is to rob the Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that don't make any sense. But then as, you know, Steven Soderbergh went along, he showed you, he saw how it was being done.
Yeah.
He saw it because as they was working underground, they had this elaborate system of money just flowing through pipes.
Yeah.
And he was like, they have to be a way to get to it. But his sister worked at the Speedway. So she had some information too. So they slowly had a plan, and it looked like it was just some basic, I was just going to rob the Speedway.
Yeah, because
that's what it looked like.
Right, exactly. And his sister was in the plan. I mean, it was like, what the fuck? You know, like, oh, that was his sister. So she in the plan, because every time he tried to explain something to her, she's like, no, if I do it this way, mm-hmm. if you just listen to me. But she was the race car person. She knew her cars.
So she was the inside person.
Right, she was the inside person.
So she was inside there. So she knew who worked at the teller. Inside the vault. She knew, you know, the times and everything. Stuff was flowing
because
through.
She did hair, and she was like Glenda.
No, she worked there.
I thought she did Glenda's hair.
So she did her hair, but she knew inside of there what was going on
in
there
too.
So she was his inside person. And the good thing is, the story didn't just tell you all the way through. You already knew the flow of it. Yeah, yeah, the flow of it was, oh, she's part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, she knew this. Oh, she's doing this. But when they first showed it, he just had a plan on a refrigerator with a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't do this. Shit will happen. It was just some basic shit.
Yeah.
So in your mind, you was like, these don't dumb get rednecks. Greedy. Yeah. These redneck. You did say that very good. You caught that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was the key to turning the money back in,
mm-hmm.
because it said,
don't get greedy.
And then he said, what was the last one?
I can't remember what the last one was.
Don't answer the phone.
Yes, yes.
Or something not on the phone.
Right, because his phone, honestly, truthfully, he never had paid his phone bill.
So the and phone he made wouldn't the, be on.
Right, because that was at a very obvious at the very beginning of the movie, because it's like, Ma said, his daughter told her father, Ma said she would pay the cell phone bill for you.
But and she
like,
knew you wouldn't take it.
Yes, exactly. So the cell phone was automatically off.
But and they had it on.
Right. And he knew it. And he was like, nah, I ain't messing with y'all. Mm-hmm.
So so as they went through the plan, you still thought, these rednecks don't know what the hell they're doing.
Right.
But as stuff kept being revealed, it was like, damn, okay.
Because remember, the agent said, which the agent was, what's her name?
Yeah, she was cool as hell.
Oh, God. She
played on a lot of things.
Yeah, they got her at the bottom, though.
Because she came at the end of the show.
Yeah, I mean, they got her. Oh, Hilary Swank.
Yeah, Hilary Swank. She's good.
So, Hilary Swank was the detective. And like you
the
said,
FBI
she,
detective.
FBI, because she came at the, you know, at the end of the show, at the end of the movie. And she was like, his cell phone ain't on. He ain't on the internet. He ain't got Wi-Fi. He ain't got shit.
Social media.
And it's like, it's only a couple of things on social media.
And he got an old truck that has no GPS on it. I was like, wow.
I loved it.
So he was totally disconnected.
Yes.
So the one thing we did say is they even talked to Daniel Craig that was in the jail. And he was like, I am incarcerated. How am I going to help you with this? They said, we're going to break you out. And then
we're
going to bring you back.
Yep.
He was like, yeah, okay. So you still said, how in the hell are they going to do this? So what made this so interesting, Steven Soderbergh didn't show you that plan. He showed you as it was being done.
Yes, it was.
So you didn't have an idea of how it was going to be done. Mm-hmm. But as it was being done, you go, damn, okay. Mm-hmm. So it was coordinated within the jail. It was coordinated outside of the jail.
Yes, it was.
It was all coordinated. But he never let you see it. He made you think that these rednecks were stupid.
Right.
And they just wanted to do something but didn't have a plan.
Right.
So it was exciting to see as things was revealing as the movie was going through.
It was funny smart.
Yep.
It was funny smart. I mean, because it's like... He planned it, and he planned it, and he knew. It's almost like he made that list along the way, you know, to figure out how to
like he was going to do it long time ago.
Right.
But the fact that he lost his job, he was kind of like, yep, this is the best time
remember,
to do it.
And then when his brother said, why you say cauliflower? The last time you said cauliflower, I was in jail. He did something to it. He got in trouble for something. Yep, yep. And I was like, what the hell?
He said, cauliflower.
He said, you made the bacon like I wanted.
But I'm going to listen to you because you cooked breakfast and you made the bacon. You burnt the bacon like I wanted it. And it was, yeah, so Adam Driver was really good. He was good at it.
It was funny smart. I mean, just the little, it was so funny. You know, like his sister does hair. And she was like, well, you know, the pageant was actually yesterday at 4:00. And you know I had to drive her, and so I decided to take this route and this route because you know the traffic was bad this way. And then you know when I went this way, and then his wife said, "Did you know she got a speeding ticket go 30 miles over
because of you?"
And then she said, "Miss such and such had to talk her way out of getting a ticket for it so she can get there in time." I was like, that was some funny shit. It was like, what the hell? Because his sister didn't tell him. She said, well, he's, and I was wondering, I thought the sister was the wife. And when, you know, when he first walked in, he said, well, why you didn't call me and tell me? You know, and it was just so funny.
Yeah, and they did some things in there that you kind of least expected. But and then, you know, he met an old high school friend that saw him as the jock, and you know, it was just a small bit there, and I was kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. But it was so good because what you got to see, it's a basic basic robbery heist movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the characters is what made the movie.
Yes, it did.
Because
it really was.
He made you, and I'm gonna go back to it. He made you think that they wasn't smart enough to pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
He made sure that you looked at them like these dumbass rednecks. He wanted you to think of them in that way. But they were smarter than that. And they even outsmarted the people that was robbing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really didn't know what the hell was going
on? Yeah, because they talk about Logan's bad luck. He said, you know, Logan's got bad luck. Well, like, what the hell that came from? You know, but
but he said it at the beginning. Remember when he was talking about his aunt?
I didn't remember that part.
So at the beginning, when Channum went and talked to his brother Clyde, who's Adam Driver, he was like, oh, it's about to curse. He was like, I don't want to hear this again. He said, well, Auntie hit the lotto, and when she hit the lotto, they had the money, and then they stole the money, and they took it away, and Uncle such and such died, and blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, I remember that. And then you got your arm on fire, and you, like, something caught on fire. So he listed.
And he just went through this whole list of bad luck for the whole family.
He sure did.
And he was like, we're still here. And he was like, nothing. No, he said nothing happened to his sister, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sadie. Right? That's her name, Sadie.
Melly.
No, Melly.
It was Melly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nothing happened to Melly.
Right, nothing happened to Melly.
And then he was like, And then he went on. But, yeah, so it was the point that if you looked at it and you start going through it, you kind of was like, can they pull this off?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is... they're going to get caught because they're not smart enough to do... Like you said, we really need a computer person. He's like, I know all the Twitters.
I know, that was funny.
He said, look, man. He was kind of like looking that at these two so dimwits.
Funny. Oh, no. Especially when, what is his name? I got Daniel. When Daniel did the gummy bears in the bag. Oh, so. And then with the glue.
So, cool. So he's a bank robber. And they said he needed to blow up the vault. So he said, I need some money. And they was like, for what? I need some supplies. They was like, look, we gave your brothers all the money for the supply. I need some supplies. So he rose up and say, hey, let me get them gummy bears and a pencil and two beers or whatever like that.
Right, right.
So there was you in your mind, you was like, what the fuck? He must haven't had gummy bears in so long.
Right, because I was thinking he going to put it in his pocket, take it back to the prison.
Or just start eating it.
Right, right.
One of the two. And then they was like, let me get this. And then when it got there, they was like, you ready? He was like, yeah. So he said, you got the gummy. No, he said, you got the something pen. And you got the glue. Whatever. And the glue.
Right.
And he was like, yeah. He opened the bag up. He put the gummy bears in there. He put the glue in there. But they was like, what are you doing? He said, this is what we're going to do to blow it up. And they were like, wait a minute. How are you going to... Where is the... He said, how was I going to walk into here with dynamite? Did y'all think I was going to have dynamite walking in here? And they both was like, yeah. I really thought you was. He said, it's science. We're dealing with science. And then they flash like it was over. The next scene, he was drawing the concrete.
The science formula for it to explain to them how it was supposed.
Exactly. And I was like, what the fuck? So, once again, you're thinking, these hillbillies don't know what the hell they talk about. But this dude knew science.
And then when he put it in there, it bounced back.
It bounced back.
He's like,
and he thought it was going to blow up. He was like, oh,
I twisted it too much.
I was like, that sounds simple. And guess what? He put it back in there and it fucking blew up.
Oh my God. That was so funny.
Wow.
Did you know that, what's his name, was in there?
Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was he?
He was the asshole at the end that ran the, who was in charge of the Speedway.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's
in charge of the speed.
Oh, he said that.
With
well,
the insurance.
Yeah,
was,
yeah.
He was like, wait a minute. How did you know exactly how much was there? He's like, I'm not an accountant. So,
we got our money.
That. Yeah.
So, not only did they get their money back, but the insurance company gave them money as well.
Yep.
I was like, so they didn't even care. It's like, okay, we don't need you no more. So, I can see this being. There's going to definitely be a two to this movie.
So the problem why it won't be a two, or possibly won't be a two, is they may not make the money they wanted to.
Really?
Yeah, because they went to see that other stupid movie. The one with, who was it? Something, Bodyguard.
Hitman
Bodyguard.
Yeah, Hitman Bodyguard, yeah.
Yeah, that's not on the list.
Yeah.
That's not even on the... watch the TV list.
Yeah,
it's not that one. I refuse.
Yeah, if we do it, it would be a joke.
Yeah, it would be like, okay, what joke movie would you like to see?
There's a couple of them.
That one.
Yeah. There's a couple of them. We like, yeah, definitely want to do this just to let you know how much of a joke it is.
Yep. How much of a joke and how much of a waste of time
it would be. But it did get nice reviews.
Good ratings.
Yes.
Very good.
Even on Internet Movie Database, it got a really nice review.
But it got 7.5 on that.
Yeah.
What do you got on there?
7.5, and then the Metascore was 78.
So what about Rotten Tomatoes? I thought it was higher than that.
Rotten Tomatoes, if we're talking about, that's going to be.
Usually, that's where my alerts pop up. I normally get my alerts from.
Rotten Tomatoes by the critics.
Yeah, critics.
Was 93%.
Yeah. And, you know, that was a really good movie to that point.
And then the users was
like 70, right?
78.
Yeah.
78. And even with the Hitman Bodyguard, the users was 76.
Yeah, so the users liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Watch Girl was like 30-something, right?
What's that? Yeah, the 40. Critics.
40? 40. Oh, it went up.
40.
It was 38 when I was looking.
And like you said, they only made 7.6 million. Whereas, and Logan Luck, whereas the Hitman Bodyguard made 21.4.
So it tripled it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually.
How much money did they invest? I don't think they spent that much money in Lucky Logan.
So I don't know. I don't know. And most of the money could have been just for the actors.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it was too much.
Yeah, like you said, it may not made enough money to do a number two.
Maybe not.
I think the movie was so good that they need to do another two. With Hilary Swank coming in the back end of it, reminds me of the Ocean.
Yeah, like when who was in that? That was the wife or something from that. What's her name? Mike Douglas.
Yeah, wife. Mike Douglas' wife. I can't remember who. I know who you're talking about. I can see her face. I can try to figure out her name. Yeah. And I see it, but I can't see it. But anyway. Yeah, that's exactly how I see it coming. But we'll see if they'll do a number two. Let's see what happens. And then we got to see how good it did overseas.
Yeah, so it may not be good overseas because this was a backwood, you know what I mean? May not be something that they would normally look at overseas because I don't think it transitions to a foreign movie really, really well.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's some that does and some that doesn't, but I don't think this one, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes, that's who it is. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I forgot. I knew it was K something, and it was like Catherine Zeta-Jones, and then it had Julia Roberts on it. So they had an all-star cast on that one. So that was kind of worth it for people to see. You only had a couple of high-numbered actors in this one. Just a couple. Not many, but just a couple.
Even Fandango gave it a high score of 4.2 over 5.
But see, it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's a very good movie. You know, at first I was like, wow, ain't no black people in this movie. Mm-hmm. The black people was in prison.
Yeah.
So,
that was cool what he did to the black guy who helped him out,
Helped him out. Yeah.
He had him a limousine and an envelope full of money.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. So as they broke out of the jail, there was a setup in the jail for them to revolt and stay revolting until the race was over. So once the race was at a certain point, they started a fire and they snuck back in, which was so cool. They snuck back in as part of the fire department.
Yeah, they sure did.
And once they snuck back in, it was just clean. But the big moral of it was, it looks like they had a change of mind and he turned the money back in.
Yes.
So then you was like, why the hell would he do that? Why would he do that? But then you waited and was like, well, he'll probably most likely tell why he did it. And, you know, he cared about his daughter and he was so concerned that his daughter would see him as a criminal. But he was smarter than that. He had an alternative plan. Because remember, due to movie, his sister said, you better have a plan B.
Yeah.
She said, make sure what's going on, you better have this plan B. And he's telling you throughout the movie, that what's going to happen. It's telling you, but it doesn't relate until it relates. So it's really some great foreshadowing of what's to come and what's going to be there. So it was like, to me, just a really, really, and he didn't write it. He just directed it. He didn't write this one.
But what
it
was
somebody else
who I'm reading it. This, and they said from an article, said why Logan Luck isn't a box office flop yet.
So why is not a flop?
Mm-hmm. It's a long article though. So,
yeah. So probably need to look at it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Which makes it interesting, because again, I really like smarter movies. I like movies,
and that's what it is. It's a very smart movie. Yeah, it's a very smart movie.
He gave you the issue that this is going to be a really kind of crazy redneck movie,
right?
So it was $29 million. That's all it was.
Yeah.
To your point.
Yeah.
So it's not gonna be a flop. They'll make their money.
Mm-hmm.
So if they make their money, that means how well will they do? How much investment do they need to put in
for the next one? I read a little snippet in there where they said he purposely put it out there the way he did it. There's a reason why he did what he did when putting the movie out. At the very part, let's see, he says, there is why there's no middleman. He said, my feeling is that it's gotten way too expensive to release a film wide. So he didn't release it wide.
So he established a Fingerprints releasing his own distribution label and partnered with Bleecker Street. They did The Lost City of Z, Eye in the Sky. And I love Eye in the Sky. That was another great, intelligent movie that a lot of people miss. And he said he did it with a calculated theatrical rollout that didn't compete with the big studios.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't involve them. So he did a really, really good job to say, I'm going to strategically put this out. He said he paid Bleecker $1 million to handle a self-approved marketing campaign. So here's my $1 million. I want you to do a campaign just like this.
And Amazon bought streaming rights.
Yep.
And the Fed secure about
$20 million for marketing purposes.
So right now he got his goddamn money back.
So all of it, he got the $8 million in the first week.
Mm-hmm.
He got the $20 million for the marketing and everything. So he didn't have to market it. He paid Bleecker Street $1 million up front. So everything else will show a profit.
Yep. Yep.
So he's fine.
Yeah.
So it'll be probably in the theaters for the next month or two.
Yeah.
And then Amazon will start streaming it.
Yeah. And I think, and I'll tell you right now, if it's in a month, people are going to see it and then see the ratings of it. They're going to go and see it.
Yeah, they'll go see it.
They'll go see it.
And then they're just like, hey, this is better than I thought it was.
Yep.
So I think the word of mouth after this week will probably
bring up the number.
I don't think it'll be a blockbuster.
Right.
I think he'll make his money.
I think so too.
I don't think he's gonna drop as bad. The only problem is it's a little different, because again, the Ocean series was flashy, and you had Clooney's,
like you said, he had he probably had big theaters. I mean, big movie companies backing him on that.
But they would have, because mm-hmm. of the people he had on there.
And so we're starting to see a lot of that now too, which is a lot of either directors or movie stars are putting their own money into doing a lot of these. Yeah,
production-wise.
Yep, and that way they don't go through the big movie companies.
Because they're pushing too much money for it to be very, very expensive.
Yeah, they want the stars.
And they want these elaborate, let's take it to, I want it filmed in Italy. And
yeah.
I wanted it. He's like, no, I'm going to fucking Charlotte, North Carolina, West Virginia. And he probably didn't go there. I was wondering where it was filmed at. Could have been in South Georgia, tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we didn't look that up yet. But, so he did a really good job. And he's another smart director that says, I'm going to do things my way.
Yeah, because he's been in the industry long enough to know how them work.
Yeah, and that's why he because you know he retired. He said he wasn't going to do any films anymore.
Oh.
He was like, I'm out of here. But he saw that, you know, look, I can do a movie the way I want to. And he probably saw this and said, this is similar to what she wrote. You know what I mean? This lady, her name is Rebecca Blunt. As of July, check this out. As of July 2007, suspected to be a fictitious person, a pseudonym for an as yet unidentified person. So Rebecca Blunt is not a real person. It's another name for someone who they not saying who it is. So it could be Steven Soderbergh who wrote it, right?
Right, right.
But using another name.
Wow.
So, but they said, or if not, they said the person exchanged emails with Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, and Daniel Craig, cast members, doing filming. They believe she resides in the UK. But you never know.
Yeah, you don't know
who it is.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, because they only is given credit for Logan Lucky. That's it.
Wow.
So right out of the blue.
So you know, now we know what's going on. So we're seeing the movie industry change. We have now other form of outsourcing a film and getting money, not from the major movie companies, but from streaming services.
Yeah.
So
the Netflixes, the Amazons, the Hulus, all of these other places, like, look, I'll pay you for that.
Yes.
And I just needed to come on my service first before you give it to anybody
exactly.
else. And before you put it on DVD or anything else.
Exactly.
Make these people sign up for my streaming service.
Just to see the movie.
Just to see the movie.
Just to see the movie.
Not even on DVD.
And you see, this is how technology and industry is changing in so many different ways for anybody to be successful to make money. This is where the movie industry feels threatened.
Exactly.
So
because they've been doing things their way, controlling the way what movies come out, who's going to be in the movies, and now you got anybody doing anything, or they have internet movies, and then they're taking the chances on these other series on TV,
mm-hmm.
and the industry has changed because of technology.
Yep, yep.
And now they got to deal with it. The next big break is sports, and they're going to have to do something different from that.
Oh, yeah, that's coming.
Because they streaming, remember they streamed the NFL, I think, twice? Or was it three times last year? Because they streamed
on
it
Twitter.
On Twitter
yeah.
twice. And it was on somewhere else. Somewhere else.
I can't remember where else it was at. But I do remember it was on Twitter.
Yep. So, again, this is good. And he found a way of saying, you know what? I'm tired of the way Hollywood is doing stuff. But, damn, I found another way of doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're starting to read a lot of articles. That's what's going on, what's happening, where, you know, the streaming, waiting for iTunes to get on the board with that. But you're starting to see there's a lot of Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, what else? Was Amazon, Netflix, Hulu?
I don't think there's different. I think
that's those three.
Yeah, so they still got, what's his name? What is it? Microsoft, Xbox. So Xbox has shows too.
But are they streaming it separately?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's
they have their own shows.
Okay,
so everybody in a sense has they're like, look, I got the money. Let me look around and see what kind of shows they have. I'll have them on my service.
Mm-hmm.
And Hollywood is like, yo, what am I gonna do?
Well, we talked about this some months. I mean, I think it was last year where they're gonna be, you know, competition.
Yep.
Competition. What yep. are you going to do? Because you're mad because you want to shut people down for bootlegging movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then again, y'all need to figure out a way to get people to see the movies beforehand.
Yep.
Then
but
people won't
be
bootlegged.
The theaters now are saying, I can't make movies because people are streaming. So I got to make it different. So now you're seeing all these movie theaters moving toward dying in.
Well, no, make money off of. They're not making money off of just the movies, you're saying?
No, but they can't anymore.
Yeah.
Because can't charge this $12 and $15 when they can stream the shit.
Man, we going back in the days.
Yeah.
Movies would, and the movie theater wasn't making not a dime. Selling popcorn at $5. We was like, people,
yo, but you out of
people
were
sneaking
mind.
In food.
So now you can eat a meal in there And if you go at the right time, you paying
$5 a movie.
$5.
If you catch it the right time. $6. They got coupons.
Yeah. So it's always an opportunity to not pay full price for the movie, but the likelihood that you order something is a lot higher.
Yep.
And so if you're going with children and whatever like that.
In Atlanta, there's a lot of them right now. So.
Yeah, because they're building more and more. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so
anyway,
I know we got off cup subject.
Yeah, we really bad. Sorry, just a bad habit of ours.
So, what do you rate it?
Logan Lucky, I rate. I 8.5.
Very good.
8.5.
Very good. That's why I have it. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I have it, remember what we said. Our criteria is, would you see it again?
Yep.
I'll see it again.
I would see it again.
Because
like Snatch.
I know there's portions that I missed.
Yes, I will.
Or I know there's portions that I didn't connect right away, but then I see it at the end and say, wait a minute, they said that shit earlier.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what was that?
It's like watching Ocean. You could watch Oceans from beginning to end, every episode, every move, every one of them. I can watch it over and over again because it was just that good.
And it's weird because on the surface, it doesn't look like it's going to be a good movie.
No.
It looked like it'll be interesting, but this movie happens to be a very, very good movie.
Yes, it was.
So, well worth seeing. So, yep. 8.5 all the way around, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, I appreciate your stopping by and Bougie Black Brother Network with Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Subscribe, iTunes. Go to Podbean. Podbean and... get the app so you'll have them just come in anytime you like. But if you're on iTunes and Stitcher and a couple of other ones, you'll be able to get Urban Lifestyle Cafe on its own. So if you all with the movies and you don't want to go through and figure out what else is going on or what other podcasts we have, just download Urban Lifestyle Cafe from your iTunes menu. And Bougie Black Bro and Twitter and IG and Fine Black Woman on Twitter and IG, right?
Yep.
So if you want to tweet us, we got plenty of articles. We starting to put out a little snippets of some of our podcasts that's coming out. So before it's released, we'll give you a quick snippet of what you're in store for. So... take a look at it, and then you know what we'll be talking about and how well we liked it. And that's what I got. What you got, boo?
I'm all right with that, babe.
So thank you very much for stopping by on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm your Bougie Black Brother, Michael, saying bye-bye.
Bye.